KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The question of probing police unions over possible links to criminal activities has left MPs divided. It's come up as a suggestion as Parliament's ad hoc committee met to adopt the terms of reference for its probe into allegations of police corruption. The inquiry will focus on claims of political and criminal interference made by KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Yesterday, the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Police, Ian Cameron, said that unions should also be investigated for any role in enabling criminal activity within the SAPS.
Some of the officers that General Mkhwanazi mentioned were previously defended by some of the different unions in the South African Police Service, and one would need to consider the role that they played when people were found guilty or possibly found not guilty. We constantly see that members end up back at the station despite having been found guilty of serious transgression, you know, things like armed robbery even.
However, ANC Chief Whip Mdumiseni Ntuli argued that the committee should only look into unions if the evidence leads them there.
Let's deal with that issue as it arises from the submissions and evidence presented before the Portfolio Committee, as opposed to us setting for ourselves a specific target. That part of what we want to do is to assess the role of the unions.
ANC has condemned public statements by Malusi Gigaba and Senzo Mkhunu and says the NEC members could face disciplinary action. Gigaba's reported to have recently criticized the ANC's inclusion of the DA in the Government of National Unity, saying the party has lost its way. Mkhunu reportedly said that the ANC is on the verge of collapse ahead of the local government elections. The ANC lost its majority for the first time last year since 1994. In a statement, the party said that the two senior members acted outside of organizational mandate by violating party rules. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the hopes of ending the war.
We will see there the result of bilateral, and then it can be the trilateral. So I said always, so Ukraine will never stop on the way to peace, and we are ready for any kind of format, but on the level of leaders.
Zelensky and several other European leaders met with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House yesterday. The meeting follows Trump's Alaska summit with Putin last week. Zelensky says they had what he called good discussions around sensitive matters, including security guarantees. The U.S. president says he's already started arranging a meeting between the two leaders. Trump has dismissed the need, though, for any ceasefire before negotiations.
You know, I like the concept of a ceasefire for one reason, because you'd stop killing people immediately, as opposed to in 2 weeks or 1 week or whatever it takes. But we can work a deal where we're working on a peace deal while they're fighting. They have to fight. I wish they could stop. I'd like them to stop. But strategically, that could be a disadvantage for one side or the other.
The Kremlin had previously turned down the idea of a Putin-Zelensky meeting. Here at home, we've got a high of 26 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 29, Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.